you're stupid enough to go die in that trap, that's your business. However,
what's up, world? What's going on? You're now rocking with Absalom Pionki TV, Straight Talk Radio Podcast. Now live on Mixlr Radio. Live on Mixlr. I just want to talk my shit real quick. Yeah, I think I'll call this one The Departed. The Departed and The Entanglement. The Departed and The Entanglement. Yeah, man. Everybody been going in with them posts lately on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and Black Twitter. And the list goes on and on, man. Talk about Jada. Jada. And I ain't talking about Jada Kiss. Jada. Jada Pinkett Smith. The one that's out there doing her thing. They say she for the streets. She for the streets. And the funny thing is, you got all of these females all over across the board online defending this sister, man. They caping, man. That's what they call it. They caping. Yeah, they caping for her, man. Co-signing. They in alignment, you know, and just, it was all good just a week ago. They was just clowning the dudes over 50, mad as hell, but clowning us dudes. You know what I'm saying? Looking at us like, y'all niggas ain't dealing with no exotic woman. Because we bigging 50 up, and he ain't dealing with those Jada Pinkett Smiths. Who's on her hot girl summer shit right now. I encourage you fellas to get on your hot boy summer shit. Get on your hot boy summer shit. Keep smashing and thrashing, man. Keep smashing and thrashing, man. And them females, they ain't trying to keep it 100 with nobody, man. After all of those years of them being married. Why, Jada? Why? Why did y'all do that to me? Why? Why? How could you do this to me, Jada? Oh, snap. It's funny, man. I have made my post about some women being more submissive. And the post was like, since women don't want to be submissive, don't have to be submissive, then men shouldn't have to be protectors, right? I said, go downstairs and see who's out there trying to, who that is trying to break in by yourself. Well, I stay in the bed and sleep. And you know what they say? The female say, I don't got no problem handling. I take care of my own. I take care of my children. And if somebody breaking in my house, I'ma go down there and see what it's about. That's my woman's impersonation voice. My independent black woman, strong black woman imitation. I don't need no man. I'll go take care of it by myself. Yeah, all right. We know that could be true. Some of y'all do wear the pants, so you know. Maybe some of y'all got some balls after all, cause y'all do wear the pants, so maybe some of y'all got some balls. You never know. But my thing is, what the hell is the problem with the word submission, yo? What is that's like blasphemy. You know what I'm saying? That's like calling somebody a pedophile or something, bro. Like that's like calling somebody a rapist or Damn, boy, I done heard people get caught a whole lot of stuff, boy, but when you mention submissive, boy, damn, people get offended, boy. That's a touchy topic, man. Touchy topic. They make it seem like you trying to rule the female. Like, I don't want to resist the dudes. I don't want to rule my woman. We on the same page. We're equal. And I know some of y'all might say, this nigga talking about me. I love you, though. But yeah, I'm talking about you, if you feel that way. Then, you know, got some of the sisters. Me and my man is on the same level. He's not going to have me submitting to him. We on the same level. Like, girl, bye. I know you rule your house talking like that. How y'all gonna be on the same level? God didn't even make us on the same level when he created man and woman. He ain't make us equal. One person's stronger than the other. The man is more physicality, has more physicality than the woman, right? More testosterone, more just natural muscular built and everything like that, right? Strength in general. Here goes one of my homies. They say, the brother says, well, we're really not that stronger than them because they can have babies. Nigga, don't you think if God wanted us to have babies, we would have been having babies too, niggas? How hard is that? You think that's so goddamn hard to do, push out a goddamn baby? Shit, nigga. They ain't doing shit. I can't do it, but goddamn, if I was able to do it, then we would be equal, right? So how the fuck she got them? How we equal? If I can't have no babies and she can have babies, how are we equal? We're not equal. And being submissive don't mean she gotta goddamn throw rose petals on the ground as you walk. Like if this is coming to America with Eddie Murphy, bro, this is not that. This is not Prince Hakeem, bro. Yeah, well, your penis is clean, your highness. She gotta do all that. She got to brush my teeth for me. She got to do all that? No, she don't got to do all that, bro. Calm down. Y'all Negroes and y'all females out there, y'all got to calm down when you start hearing the word submission or be submissive. I already gave them the definition. They try to change the definition all the time to suit their argument, bro. That's whack. If I ask my girl, my wife, if she's too heavy, she done gained too much weight, whether through the pregnancy or whether just not through pregnancy, and she's just eating so much and eating everything, gaining weight, not working out, not doing nothing. If I ask her to come to the gym with me, and she says no, and then I suggest her to go to the gym, and I'm saying, yo, I'm telling you, this is not an option. You need to come to the gym with me. You're putting on too much weight. Like, she should be submissive enough to say, okay, babe, you're right. Let's go to the gym. That's submissive. That's submission. Yo, I think you've been drinking too much lately. You need to shut that down. You need to calm that down. Okay, babe. That's called cooperation right there. That's understanding. That's called being in your feminine bag right there. Okay, babe. Yo, you need to stop smoking cigarettes. Okay, babe. Yeah, you need to stop wearing all that weave sometimes. Maybe you can switch it up and do something more natural. Okay, babe, that's the submissiveness niggas is looking for. I don't know what you people be thinking about when y'all hear that shit. Oh, shit. It's a semester. The boogeyman is coming. Candyman, three times. Jason is coming. Freddy is coming. Who y'all be thinking about? Chucky? Y'all think the bad spirit is coming to get you? Come on, man. Grow up, man.
The Martians are coming. Submit. I don't submit to nobody.
Shorty gonna say, I do whatever I wanna do. Oh, okay, yeah, you sound like Hot Girl Summer written all over you. You know what her response is? Oh, you sound like you, and the way how you talking, you sound like you got bitch ass all over it. Like, I just said something as a joke, and just, you know, if it was offensive, it's offensive. I didn't use no profanity. But that's the problem with these females, man. They want to get manly. They want to get hostile. I'm exotic. No, you not. Sit your monkey ass down. You ain't no goddamn exotic. You Americanized. You thotic. Thotic. That's what the fuck you is. You thotic. You ain't no exotic. You thotic. And Americanized. Out here with a whole bunch of cake makeup on your goddamn face, looking like a goddamn clown. Man, get out of here with that shit, man. You is not exotic, man. Please, man. Get back to your natural ways. Maybe you'll be exotic. But other than that, exotic means from a foreign country, bitch. You from America. And you claim you ain't even from there. You don't even know where you come from. You from Africa? What part of Africa you from? You ain't know. You used to be exotic when you was into your native shit. But you ain't exotic no more. You wouldn't be everything but that. You don't want to be cooperative. You don't want to be submissive. So that's where the exotic females come in. They're more cultural. They're hitting on something. Oh, but all of them got fake ass and fake breasts and fake hair. That's a lie. Y'all Negroes need to travel more often. Niggas be simping for the black woman, bro. Stop simping. Sit your ass down. Nigga arguing with me about 51 to 50 baby moms. This bitch from the Philippines, nigga. Have you ever been to the Philippines, nigga? You ain't never even been to the Philippines, nigga. How the fuck you know how the women look over there? Have you ever did the research? Nigga, I know Filipino is come from black, nigga. Everything supposed to be black, right? African, so the Filipinos, they come from Africa, nigga. Supposedly, right? Africans migrated from all over and went all over the place, right? Okay. But those people were called the Negritos, if I'm not mistaken. So every female don't need to get puckered up lips paid for, a fake booty paid for, boob job paid for. They don't need to do all that. Some of these people are just natural, just like here in America. But they come over here from other places for better opportunity. Don't get mad because you're not in that circle, man. Step your game up. You want to be in the circles where the big boys is at? Step your game up. I got to do the same thing if I want to be around that type of circle. Step your game up. So like I said, man, get back to that submissiveness. I'm going to keep going hard with that shit because y'all just seen what's going on right now with the Will and Jada. She been married to him all these years and been faking the funk. So it might not been this might not be the first case scenario that she's done sneaked out and tiptoed and have her little entanglement, which is basically goddamn you had an involvement. You cheated. You had an affair. These black, y'all black women, and y'all females, not only just black women, women in general, some of y'all are chewing that up, the word entanglement. Y'all chewing it up. That give y'all a little perspective and a little room to wiggle, right? Maybe y'all could get y'allself an entanglement soon. Then she want to talk about she was in a bad place. He made her feel special. She ain't feel that way in a long time. Get out of here with this stage shit. Everybody tipping on that too, how staged that shit was. All the PR reps and everything had something to do to prep them up. And Will Smith with his fucking acting ass, Grammy nominee ass, motherfucking Oscar Award nominee ass, whatever the hell you call that shit. That Negro there, bro, that nigga could make his facial expression look like anything. So you dumb niggas out here he looked like he was so sad. They had me fooled at once. I had to go back and analyze stuff and do my analogies and shit and analyze stuff, and goddamn come out to the conclusion, do the research and find out, yeah, that shit was staged, man. That nigga is a actor, a hell of a good actor. You don't think that nigga could have made himself look like he was going to cry? The question is to be or not to be. We'll see what happens with them two monkey ass motherfuckers. Cause he looked too scary to file for divorce and lose any money, and rather than keep his fucking pride and dignity and keep his balls. But you know, as they say, they're a brand, so maybe they gotta, you know, they gotta watch the brand, you know. Still cultivate that baby, you know. Which is the brand. That's enough talk, man. That's 15 minutes, man. It's gonna be the first of many. But this is the next episode right here. A Straight Talk podcast. Now on Mixler, Dakota Springs, Absalom, Pionki TV. Let's get it.